The Biggs and Barr Show. J106.
Hey, good morning to you. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Morning.
If you were sitting in your car this morning wondering, man, I wonder how the color of this vehicle affects its value of holding its value. There's been a study done.
Oh, yeah. Thank God.
Yeah.
Woo!
But a new report from iccars.com ranks all the vehicles' colors with how they depreciate over time. And one color does the best by far. Ready for this?
Yeah.
Yellow.
Really?
I've had a yellow car.
If you have a yellow car, it holds the most value.
You don't see too many, to be honest.
Now, is that because they're more rare and maybe more collector's cars are yellow?
Sports cars. Lambos and stuff.
Yeah, so they keep them in good condition. Is that why they hold their value?
That's probably a good point.
It's not really a desirable color.
Unless, like you said, it's a Corvette or a Lamborghini or a classic.
What's worst car color? I know what I think it is.
Well, orange and purple, as we go through the better ones, are the second best. The worst is gold.
Beige.
Yeah, brown, beige, then gold.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, like a brown, beige Toyota Sienna van.
Like, who would want a brown car? Those.
Like, not beige, but brown? A brown. Oh.
Because I had a friend. I had a friend. Who was super excited that he bought like a Porsche Boxster back in the day.
Okay.
But it was brown. And I'm like, why would you buy a brown car? Especially this one.
Yeah.
It's odd. It's like the convertible turd. It's terrible.
I think your initial thought is probably the most accurate. Because if you think about what cars are brown, beige, and then followed by black and white, like those are the four.
Oh, yeah, really?
They're all basic, your basic
common
vehicles, common colors that, you know, depreciate at a normal rate. Whereas with the fancier orange, yellow, and purple, those are always either sports cars or like super high-end cars or classics. Generally, I don't think it has anything to do with the color of the car. I think it has to do with
where does
cars
red
normally come in what colors.
Where does red fall?
It's just high on insurance, I think.
Right?
Red's in the middle. Red, green, blue, gray. Okay. Silver, all in the middle.
Yeah.
So I want to hear something weird.
Mm. Okay.
When I was a child, I guess between hearing something on the news and whatnot, I had misconstrued some information.
Okay.
And my parents were looking to get a new car, and I said, don't get a red one. You're like, why? And I said, because I heard.
Foreign insurance?
Yeah, but I think that's probably what the thing was, but there was some I was probably playing with Lego or something. I said, because it's okay for people to hit them. Because they said more red cars get an act, like something like that.
See, yeah.
And I thought it was okay if you hit a red car. You weren't going to get in trouble. You're allowed to hit a red car. And they were like, no, Jamie, no. That is not accurate.
Yeah, that's not,
I've remembered that. I'm like, what a weird thing to think. But, you know, children are dumb.
Yeah.
Some of them never grow out of it.
Yeah.
I genuinely believe, I think, because I don't think if you had a silver or if you had a black, I don't know, Toyota Camry, it would affect how much depreciation's in the car. It's got to be just the type of car.
I think so.
They're trying to trick us. Yep. Like you were tricked as a child by Lego, Jamie.
Isn't
that what you said?
It's okay to rip something like that.
I wasn't really listening.
I know.
On the Biggs and Barr Show.
I think this theory's been floating around for a while, and it's probably not the first study on it, but staying positive, obviously not the easiest thing. We try our best on this show, especially on Fridays, because it's a day to have a good time.
It is a day to have a good time.
But, I mean, the world is not exactly full of positive energy, and neither is your news media. And, you know, the outlook right now, tough in a lot of categories, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just had a major health pandemic. We have inflation through the ceiling, cost of living.
Yeah, gas prices, food prices.
I mean, there's a lot to be nervous about.
War.
But if you give it your best shot at being positive, apparently your chances of living to see better days go up. A new study found optimism can add years to your life. They tracked 160,000 American women for more than two decades and used a questionnaire to rate how optimistic they are. And the ones who managed to look on the bright side of things were more likely to make it to 90 or even older.
Oh, okay.
I think maybe that's because they had easier lives.
Maybe. But that's like, so it's, see, I don't think I want years at the end of my life.
You know, well, it's the only place you can put them.
I know, but like if you could find a place to put like some better middle like years,
25 and 35.
Yeah, then I even between like 25 and 60, I'd be okay.
Okay,
like,
you know?
Yeah. Can I live my 30s twice?
Just throw them in there.
Yeah, as then opposed I'd to living a single 90s.
Yeah, then I'd be a little more optimistic about, you know, my life.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, 5.4% longer for the ones who are the most optimistic.
5.4%.
Yeah.
That is a long survey, too, right? Decades over.
Yeah. 2 decades. And if you make it, so if you make it to 90, it's an extra 5 years. I don't know.
Just by being more optimistic?
Just by being more optimistic.
You could be 95 instead of 90. Okay. So the average man's age is 73, right?
What?
73, 74. Is it 78 now?
Wow.
78?
I'm thinking 70. I would 70. Think 78.
So say it's 78 and it's 5.4%.
It's only a few years.
It's, 4.2 years.
Yeah. So you make it to 82 instead of 78.
And I got to make an effort to be more positive?
Yeah.
I'll just forego the extra 4.5 years.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
I think optimism also comes with life situation.
Sure.
It's not like if you have a pretty happy life because of, it's not always your, I know you do impact quite a bit of how well your life works out. We don't believe we do, but we do.
Yeah.
But a lot of it also is, you know, how'd it go for you?
Yeah. And how's it been going?
If you're pessimistic because life's been dumping on you all the time, like, what do you want?
But some of the happiest people I've ever met are in the society, you know, vision of a terrible life.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
But
in Canada.
In a lot of those cases, the old saying rings true.
Yeah.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, simple. I wouldn't call them stupid, but simple.
Oh, yeah, simple.
Simple folk live happy lives for sure.
Yeah.
Because they know it matters to them, they know it's important, and they don't worry about everything else. Think about it. I mean, half of my stress is from absorbing information about other people, not even about like my own existence.
Which shouldn't affect you an iota, it does.
Yeah.
We got a text that brings up a good point. They said, but guys, there's nothing more accelerating than pointing out the shortcomings of others. That's being positive.
It is.
Yeah. Exactly. So we may live forever.
Yeah.
Good point. Thank you, Texter. We never going to die.
Immortal. The Biggs and Barr Show.
We talked about this story a while back, and not one of us thought it would turn out the way it has.
No, you might remember about a year ago, I think,
we talked
about this story. There was a woman in Missouri, and the reason we brought it up is because she was suing Geico for $1 million, or demanded that Geico pay her $1 million because she got an STD after having unprotected relations in a dude's car.
Right.
So she said the insurance should cover, her insurance should cover her in someone else's car.
And everyone who read the story
went,
that's ridiculous.
Including Geico. They told her to shtick it.
Rocks.
And that was ultimately their problem.
But she took them to court. And this week, a Missouri appeals court ordered Geico to pay her $5.2 million.
Yeah.
$5.2 million.
Now, the reason being is that, to sum it up, in short, the court thought that Geico opted out of the dude's defense because she was suing the dude and the insurance company. So by opting out, they had no defense. So the judge was like, fine, your money.
Oh.
It's a bunch of malarkey.
Yeah.
I don't care if they didn't show up because it was insane.
Yeah.
Like the court has to recognize stuff like this is insane. They can't.
This has opened up a. You know what I mean? I think that's what we said.
What?
Like, there's no way they could have, like a year ago, I remember us, there's no way.
There's no case.
That
What's
she could
case
win
for?
Because.
She chose to have unprotected sex with a dude in a car, which has nothing to do with the vehicle. They could have done it anywhere, and she could have got that STD anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It makes no sense. This is the problem.
So the guy's premium's going to go up?
I would assume. I would assume so.
Yeah.
That's nuts. It's bananas, and it's because it's the way that, you know, they can't flex ever, right? Well, if they don't have a defense, they're guilty or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I guess.
It's madness. This is like the hot coffee lady back in the 90s, remember, that sued for...
With McDonald's?
For McDonald's, because she was too dumb not to spill a hot coffee on her lap, and she got burns. And now all we have to drink lukewarm coffee and tea because of it for, like, years.
And be warned everywhere.
Yeah. This coffee is hot. Thank you. I hope so.
Yeah.
This is, like, this person, I mean... one has nothing to do with the other. At least the hot coffee caused the burn.
Yeah.
So I could see why, you'd think you might have a case. This is like, the car didn't have sex with her. The insurance policy didn't have sex with her.
Yeah.
But,
crazy.
I'm going to start looking for more opportunities to make money.
I guess so.
It's opened it up for that. For sure.
What can we give ourselves that won't make our lives worse, but we can pretend that will, and then blame like either our work insurance or our car insurance? Any ideas? Any
we can start limping really bad and blame these chairs.
I mean, yeah. I don't have to pretend.
Yeah.
These are awful chairs. Yeah. They're terrible.
All right.
But then again, I don't really want to sue my workplace.
No. For $5.2 million?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, but if you don't win, then...
You just have a sore back, a limp, and no money.
Yeah. Yeah. No job.
I'm pretty sure they put up a defense against us.
Yeah, probably.
The Biggs and Barr Show. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Get your questions in. Any topic you want us to discuss, 762-555, we will do so.
Beer drinking contest between you guys. Who's winning? Well, number one, we're not 17. And two, Jamie would win.
Yeah, Jamie's won a couple.
I've won two.
Proven winner, yeah.
One, I had to, eliminate, 50 people at a resort.
Yeah.
I paid for it with blisters on my shoulders and kneecaps and stuff.
They burn you for every beer.
Yeah, every beer you get burned.
You get burned?
Yeah.
You guys seen Shoresy on Crave?
Yeah, yes.
Two of us have.
I keep forgetting to watch it, but I will.
It's one of the. It's amazing. It's great. If you like, I mean, it's a little crass, obviously, as any of the Letterkenny's stuff is, but
it's great.
Yeah, if you've played any organized sport, but especially hockey, it was really, really funny. Very good.
Don't judge the series by the first 10 minutes because it's like a weird sports show intro. Not their finest moment, but then you don't see it again.
Oh, okay.
Till the end.
Yeah, yeah. Don't, they try to incorporate some Canadian
and other hockey celebrities
sort of,
and that's the
weakest part of the whole thing. But the rest of it's great.
It's great.
Do you hate it when you leave your car window open on a rainy night?
Well, of course.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would like that.
Oh, sweet.
Wet seat.
Yeah.
You guys believe in aliens? We've answered this question a bunch, yes.
I think we are the aliens, to be honest.
Yeah. There's no way this universe is empty aside from us. But are they here walking around controlling things?
Maybe.
I have no evidence of this.
You guys tried Italia Joe's in Almont. If not, I highly recommend. I believe that's the one just by the water. It's like nice outdoor patio balconies.
Oh, right, nice. By the water. That's falls nice. There.
I have not tried it, but I did walk past it, and it looked nice.
What was your first car? Dodge 600, like a K car. My grandfather actually passed away in it. Mm-hmm. He had a heart attack in a parking lot, and I inherited it, and it smelled like his pipe when I got it.
Oh, wow.
1981 Mercury Zephyr station wagon. I called it the White Dragon.
Yeah.
Had bald tires and no reverse gear.
Is that the one you put your feet through the floor?
Yeah, I fixed that though.
Oh, okay. All right.
A little bit of sheet metal and some rivets were all good to go.
Mine wasn't nearly as cool.
Yeah, what did you have?
A 1994 Chrysler Concorde.
What is a Chrysler Concorde?
It's like the Intrepid.
I didn't even know what that
looks
like.
It's the Chrysler version of the Dodge Intrepid. A little more classy than the Intrepid. I used to say.
Really classy.
I still don't even know what either of those cars look like.
All those egg things.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But the 94 is less eggy than... It got really eggy.
Do you own this? Like this is your first car?
It was passed down to me.
Mine was passed down to me as well.
Yeah, yeah, me
the
too.
The first car I ever bought was a 1974 Super Beetle. It was bright yellow with huge tires. It was awesome. It had a whale tail on it.
Mine was a Buick Regal Grand Sport. The GS.
More
sporty. That was my first car I ever purchased with my own money.
Yeah. I bought the Blazer, the red Blazer.
The red sex Blazer.
I did buy it off my mother, but I still paid for it. Yeah. Can you wash your raincoat?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know.
Of course you're going to wash your raincoat.
Yeah. Who's going to win the Stanley Cup this year? We are hoping that Tampa wins. Well, either Tampa, New York, or Colorado.
Yep.
Good answer.
One of those three.
I have a tough time thinking anyone can beat Colorado. They are. A very good hockey team.
Do any of you use baby powder for the nether regions on sweaty days?
I've done it.
I used to. It used to be quite a part of my evening regiment when I was working construction and stuff, and I would be so chafed.
Yeah.
Like, you guys don't even want to know. Well, you don't even want to know how chafed I was.
You've told us so many times.
Like, we do know.
And I would just put, it was probably the worst thing, but it felt good. And I would just put the fan at the end of the bed.
Fly naked, spread it over the fan.
Yeah, and just
blow air on your...
Probably didn't help.
Chafed undercarriage. Oh. One last one?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you wish you could torture for the rest of your life? Oh, I've already chosen. We've all chosen that. It's our wives. We have chosen to.
It's their fault, really. They chose us.
Yeah. It's kind of a mutual.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to make each other crazy for the rest of our existence? Yeah, let's do that. Amazing. But also still kind of love each other?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. Excellent. Good deal. High five. That's it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
What?
On the Biggs and Barr Show.
Hey, welcome to Otto What? Our daily trivia question, where we ask you five questions. You have 30 seconds to answer them. You can pass any question and come back, but you do have to answer them all. Your first answer for each one is the one that we count. And we don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. If you get them all, you get a chip for our Plinko board, which has a bunch of gas prizes and $1,000 in cash, too.
Glenn is on the phone.
Glenn.
Hello.
Are you ready to go?
I am. I don't know if you guys changed the location question, but anyway.
Oh, boy. How long ago have you listened, Glenn?
I try to listen every day, but the last couple of days I slept in, so.
Okay. I think you're okay. You're probably fine. Okay. But best of luck to you, okay, my friend?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Glenn, your time will begin when I ask the first question. What country is solo aviation trip world record holder Captain Barrington Irving Jr. from?
Jamaica.
What does the brand Ray-Bans specialize in?
Sunglasses.
What is the best-selling brand of crayons on Amazon?
Crayola.
What is Donald Duck's middle name?
Howard.
What is a better skill to have as a kid, jumping fences or climbing trees?
Gotta get away from people, so I say jumping fences.
All right. Let's go over your answers.
Wow. Quick.
What is a better skill as a kid to have, jumping fences or climbing trees? You said jumping fences. That is the answer here.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, climbing trees is always cool if you had a friend that could climb a tree really well, jumping fences came in a lot more handy for me.
Yeah.
What is Donald Duck's middle name? You had no idea. You did say Howard. I don't imagine anyone knows. It's Fauntleroy.
Fauntleroy?
Today's Donald Duck Day, so that's why. Yeah,
you didn't know that?
I did not.
You did not either.
Fauntleroy.
Yeah.
Come on. I'm looking that up.
What is the best-selling brand of crayons on Amazon? You said Crayola. That's correct. What brand does the brand Ray-Bans specialize in? You said sunglasses. That is correct. Yeah. And the country that solo aviation trip world record holder Captain Barrington Irving Jr. is from is Jamaica. You were right.
Yeah.
Jamaica.
So 4 out of 5. That's pretty good.
That's very good, considering the only one he didn't get right was Donald Fauntleroy Duck.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Good effort, Glenn.
Very impressive, Glenn. I'm sorry Jamie threw that one in there, because nobody on the face of the earth knew it.
Obviously, all right, guys, I'm pretty sure somebody would.
You too, man. But thanks for playing, brother, all right? Be safe. Nice, man. Look, you ruined his whole day. You made him so sad. He did so well.
Yeah, he might have won with a regular question. Yeah. He had to ask what Donald Duck's middle name
Fauntleroy.
Was.
Are we just giving away thousands of dollars here? You got to earn it.
It's not our money.
I can't do... Can you do Donald Duck?
That was me trying to do Donald Duck. What was that?
I can't say words. I can make a Donald Duck noise, but not words. But that's all I can do.
It was me trying to do...
Do that again. Do it again.
You just spit all over your own face.
Gilbert Gottfried.
Kind of. That's ridiculous.
Rest in peace.
Whoa.
I can't do it.
Just make up a new character called Fauntleroy.
Fauntleroy.
And that's how he talks.
Hello, Mickey.
I can't do it. We might get sued.
That is a nightmare. That's an absolute nightmare right there. Shea 106.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
And there's this little girl who's had the same problem that all of us on the show have had, and probably most of you listening.
It's a serious problem.
It is a serious problem.
The video's gone viral, but she's crying.
She's upset.
And she's sitting in the back seat of the car going to her first dance class.
Yeah.
And she's upset. And we'll play why here. Listen. Okay.
No one's making you take dance. We were just going to go talk to the teacher today.
What if it takes a long time and still I get a snack?
Oh, we're going to get the snack first.
She's very upset, upset that this meeting might take a while and her snack will either not happen or be delayed.
What if it takes a long time and still I get a snack?
I felt like this last week.
Yeah.
We had a big staff meeting last Thursday, mm-hmm. and there was going to be lunch, and the meeting started at 1 o'clock, yep. which is a little late for yep. us to eat based on my own personal selfish schedule. But I did wonder while driving back to the radio station, what if it is a long time before I get to eat?
What if it takes a long time and still I get a snack?
It's worse when the snack's right there. Like, yeah. if you're waiting for, like, we generally ask in any meeting we're attending, is there snacks yeah. or is there food? It's
and,
a high
and
priority.
Put them out first, man.
Yeah.
I definitely thought this because there was about 25 minutes of speeches after the scheduled 1 o'clock start time had
yeah.
started. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I just
yeah.
kept thinking.
What if it takes a long time and still I get a snack?
Oh, just sitting there all in front of us, too, yeah. and yeah. Looking so Churros. Delicious and great. And. Uh-huh. I'm not going to call it who. It wasn't even our boss, but one of the bosses in the building just kept Ooh. Going on and on and on and on.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
he's
yeah.
a nice man, but I was like, dude, like, nobody cares right now because we're waiting for food.
There's literally, I could grab a handful of churros yeah. from where I'm standing. Please.
I mean, it's great to pat your employees on the back, yeah. but there was so much bat pack in it. It was a little bit. Yeah.
I forgave it because there hadn't really been one of those in 2 yeah. years.
But for sure.
Here's the thing.
We're waiting for food, yeah. man.
Here's the thing I've always maintained. I can eat and listen at the same
yeah.
time.
I can too.
Yeah.
I can too. Everybody should have grabbed their food and then you could yammer at anyone and whatever. But
what if it takes a long time and still I get a snack? No,
I feel you, little girl.
Yeah, we are.
You know, we're on your side.
We are on your team.
Yeah.
In the video, she does get a giant cookie after,
oh,
and then
wow.
she looks super happy.
Of course. I bet
super someone happy. Gave me a giant cookie yeah. right now. You know how happy I'd yeah. be?
See how simple it is to make people happy? Yeah. It's so simple. Just snacks. That's yeah. it. That's it. That's it. And don't go on about your radio station for 25 minutes. Okay? Our boss, Adam, was great. So we did great. We had a great thing. Everything's great.
Let's
awesome.
Eat.
Let's eat. That's like, oh my God, Adam, you're amazing. I thought we'd be here for 4 days, but it was perfect. Snacks trump everything
yeah.
on Shea 107.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie line.
216-3849. You call 24 hours a day or just text Dougie to 762-555. It'll give you the number. You can call and tell Ottawa what you need to tell him, like James.
Like me?
I was throwing it to you.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
You would
like
play
James?
Them now.
Oh, like
oh,
this
okay.
one.
Sure.
If you spill something on a hotel floor, do you clean it up, or you just let the maid clean it up? Just a question.
I clean it up.
Yeah, I would
like,
clean it
you'd
up.
You'd have to walk through, like, what are you spilling a bag of Doritos? You're just gonna wait until someone comes and cleans yeah. it up the next
you do
day.
Do your best. What's there?
Yeah.
You know? Trying yeah. to clean it up.
And then I even like throw all the towels in the bathtub. Like I, you know,
sure,
I,
yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
yeah, keep everything tidy. As tidy as possible.
Imagine not cleaning anything.
I make
just
sure to
the next
unmake
morning.
The bed totally so that they are forced
yes.
to
wash them.
To wash yeah. the sheets.
If that's they a, see that you slept in it, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, 99%.
No, but even the top sheet, I roll it up in a thing.
Ah, okay.
And there was a thing that was a tip from a. Yeah. Like last week or something, a hotel worker, that was a viral tip saying, unmake your bed because the next person will get a clean bed. It's like a pay it forward kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I've never made my bed in a hotel.
No.
Hey, you throw the comforter over so
yeah.
it's not all
sure.
But I only
bananas.
Do that if I know that I've requested no maid. I don't need maid service every day.
No.
Okay. No.
But yeah, I would clean up. How could you? I don't know. How
what?
I could. Yeah, I could just.
Walk through crumbs.
Could just leave it.
No, that'd be terrible.
That'd be awful. All right, what else?
I saw something earlier today. I thought you guys might be interested in. Now, you know how a dog usually takes a pee and he lifts one leg up to take a pee, right?
Yeah.
Now, I was driving by today and this older guy was walking his dog and this little pup he did a full handstand. He did a full handstand. He was on two legs, his two front legs, and he peed on a guy's mailbox. I've never seen anything like it in my life. I don't know if you guys ever seen that before. I thought it was just an amazing feat.
I've seen videos
yeah.
of it.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. I've never seen it
I've
in
never
real
seen
life.
It in person.
Yeah.
It is hilarious.
Was that Willie from Orleans?
That was Willie from Orleans.
Yeah. Didn't make any snide comments the way Chris pees or anything like that?
No.
So.
No, he's keeping his Chris comments low because we keep calling him out on the basketball thing that he said he could beat me in a one-on-one and he refuses to follow up.
Yeah, doesn't
up
even acknowledge
sort of,
anymore.
Yeah. But, the dog peeing on the front, like, I think I've only seen it on videos, too, like where you...
And why is it? It's just comfortable for them? It's amazing.
It's just a weird... Because, There is the theory that the height of the pee is supposed to intimidate. You know what I mean? Like when bears scratch the top of trees to show how tall they are or whatever. Like the height of the pee on a tree or on a wall kind of reflects how big the dog is. So maybe the little guys flip up like that.
That makes sense.
Sounds like a good answer.
To get their dinky a little higher so that they can. But I don't know if that's accurate. I just saw somebody speaking on that, but I don't know if they're. I mean, I'm in no way a dogologist. Is that a thing? I don't think that's a thing.
No, I'll look it up.
All right.
We have one more here. Yeah, a classic mistake.
Talking about sending a text to the wrong person. I sent my wife a D-pic while right beside her. Like, no, I was going to send it to you when I was, hot and bothered, wanted to get going. I'll send it to you now. And after a few moments, I haven't got it yet. I looked and I'm like, oh, that sent. I sent it to the guy that lives in my basement.
Yeah. Well, that's
unfortunate.
That's a different relationship all of a sudden, isn't it?
Still might work out for you.
Yeah.
So is rent more or less now? I don't know.
Could you imagine the dude who lives in the basement? You get just a picture from your landlord.
Paying this guy $2,000 a month. Now he's sending me these.
Like, how do you even approach that?
I don't know.
You just pretend it never happened. I think it's the only way you can possibly, like...
I think the landlord has to get ahead of it.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Love it. Stop.
I sent it to the guy that lives in my basement.
Stop sending pictures of your genitalia to people. Stop it.
Yeah, we've said that for years. There's no bet. Why? A, stuff like this happens all the time. B, there's never been a lady ever. I don't care what she says. She'll say it to your face and not hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
There's never been one like, oh, sweet. That's attractive. Like, it is. It isn't. To
no
anybody.
Wants to see it.
Stop it. Stop it. I rented a few basements in my youth.
Never got one of those?
No. One was my buddy's mom, so
that would have been really odd.
That would have gone different for you.
The whole thing would have been weird.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
I sent it to the guy that lives in my basement.
All right. Well, thanks for those daily calls. Those are great. 216-3849. You can leave us a message anytime. It's Shay Winos.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Hey, Biggs and Barr Show. Good morning to you. Thursdays was normally for our contest, Don't Be Boring, but quite frankly, it's been pretty boring.
I got boring.
So we decided we're going to try something new today. This was suggested by a listener, sort of. We've adapted
the basic idea suggested by a listener.
And Jamie's given it a name, and he's made an intro this morning for
just a quick little one. Yeah. What do you get? Wait and see. It's time to play Bag o' Letters McGee. It's Bag o' Letters McGee.
Okay.
Is the name of the contest.
You didn't even put reverb on your voice. Like you didn't do anything.
You could have just said it out loud.
Yeah, you didn't
stop. Move on.
All right. We have Mark and Brian on the phone.
We do.
So Mark will be our first contestant. Okay. So pay attention to the rules, Mark. This is the first time we've done it.
So, Mark, here's how we've chosen three topics, okay? We've already chosen them, and we're going to give you 10 seconds in each topic to name as many things as you can. So, for example, this isn't a topic today, but let's say birds that start with the letter S.
Okay. And you would say, Sparrow, swallow.
Yeah.
Swan.
Swan.
You have 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Then we're cutting you off and starting a new topic.
Right.
And then we're cutting you off and starting a new topic. So you're going to have three.
Three 10-second segments.
Okay. And as many as you name in each topic, we add up at the end, and whoever wins, wins.
Make sense?
Got it?
Okay. Yeah, I think I got you.
Okay. All right. So, Jamie, do you have a 10-second timer?
I have a 10-second timer.
For Bag of Letters McGee?
Yeah, because we're pulling letters out of a bag, and that's what it will say. Yeah.
What does McGee have to do with that?
Just a fun thing to say.
So you start the timer after Chris asks the first question.
Yes, for sure.
Right. Okay.
Sorry, Mark. Are you ready?
I am.
All right, your first topic. Bands that start with the letter R. Go.
Rush. Ariel Speedwagon.
All right. So you got two there.
Male names that start with the letter D. Go.
Dave, Doug, Daryl, Dwayne, Don, Donald, Danny.
Car models that start with the letter S. Go.
Stingray, Seville,
Wow, that's hard. 11.
That's hard. A lot of pressure there.
Yeah, all tons of pressure.
You did pretty good.
Pretty good.
Well,
you got super.
All right. So we're going to put you, you be quiet now, and we're going to go to Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Good morning.
You understand, I'm guessing now, yeah?
Loud and clear.
Okay.
So you're going to get the same question, but different letters.
Yeah. We got somewhat fair. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Your first topic, bands that start with the letter M. Go.
Oh, wow.
Not a great start, Brian.
No, not at all.
All right. Okay, zero for that segment.
Male names that start with the letter T. Go.
T. Thomas, Trent, Terry, Thornton, Trent.
All right, you got to come through here.
Car models that start with the letter F. Go.
F. F-150, F-250, F-350. Firebird.
All right. Well, Mark. You only got eight. Mark got 11. Yeah. So Mark is the winner.
Congratulations, nice. Mark. I like this one.
I like it.
Yeah, it's
a
pretty
I
good
like
contest.
Yeah, it's fun. It's intense. It's crazy. Crazy. Good times.
Bag O' Letters McGee. We'll give it another chance.
We might want to work on the
okay,
on
then
the
you make well, figure it out.
Bag O' Letters is mad. Fine. We can
just do it's Bag O' Letters.
You want to call it Bag O' Letters McGee?
Big old Bag O' Letters.
How big old Bag O' Letters.
You
fine.
Like big old. So
big old Bag O' Letters. Yeah. All right.
That's a good one.
Okay.
So, good job, Mark.
You got $100 and I don't know anymore.
Lotto Max.
All right. Lotto Max today. Congratulations on the first ever.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. Big old Bag O' Letters. Yeah, let us know if you like it. 762-555. I think between the topics, it's got to be faster.
Well, it was the first day. So yeah.
Like no chit-chat. You guys having full conversations in between full each topic there. Just, you know.
Well, the gong was still playing, to be honest.
Like, yeah, gong goes. Gong goes. We read the next one.
I know, but they have to be able to hear. No, that's the only thing I'm thinking of.
No, yeah. Then they should listen.
The contestants shouldn't have to hear the question.
No, then they should listen.
It was the first day.
Yeah.
It was taking some time on the first day.
That's you all. Know? You guys really get me. That make any sense at all?
No.
Band names that start with V. Van Halen.
Yeah.
Radio stations that start with C. Shea 106.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
Gas prices have gotten everyone down. Even our main man, Croptober, who called the Dougie line.
Yes. If you're not familiar with Croptober, he's a daily listener, friend of the show.
Recreational cannabis grower.
Yeah. He brings us each a jar of tomatoes.
Yeah.
Every season. And he calls himself Croptober.
Yeah.
And he's maybe the most positive person that we've ever met.
The most positive person.
Yeah. Always with the good vibe.
And obviously gas price is a hot topic as it's insane and making us all very sad and poor. So he thought he had a tip to help us out. And we thought we'd share it with you.
Sure.
You know, because that's what we're here for.
Smart boys. It's not a beautiful rainy day today. Anyways, I drive a highway about an hour and a half every day. Speed limit's 90. But I normally do that at about 110, 115, cruise control. burn about, let's just say, 21 kilometers per liter. Well, I decided to do a test because gas is so goddamn expensive. Cruising at 92, doing 16 liters per 100 kilometers. That's a big saving. Slow down, save fuel. Rock on, boys.
So
his math might have been slightly confusing there, but the main message was.
Imagine. What was it?
Burn about, let's just say, 21 kilometers per liter.
Imagine 21 kilometers a liter.
Ooh. Regardless, he's doing the math that his truck's doing for him.
Yes,
right,
of course.
But, yeah. And, you know, if you did not know, your car fuel efficiency is set around 70 kilometers. That's the most efficient
is it?
Yeah. Your car is. Yeah.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. 70 kilometers an hour. So the closer you are to that, the more fuel, at least that's what I learned when I was a young driver.
Oh, yeah.
That 70 was the most efficient speed. So the higher you go, the slower you go, the less efficient you are. But if you sit at 70.
Does it depend on how many, like if it's an automatic transmission, how many gears you have and what your RPMs are?
Obviously, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But for automatic cars, 70 is the all most right. fuel efficient speed that your car is set for.
Now, it was a myth, right? It was debunked with windows down versus AC. It makes no. Is it my right to say that?
No, your AC will eat up more,
right?
Fuel,
of course,
we think.
Yeah.
But then some say the drag of the windows down.
I'm sure a little
might do it too.
As a guy who basically just drives a cardboard box around the stupid right. Jeep, drag makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
Because I have to pin my car to get over a $120 on the highway because it's basically. Like I said, driving a box around everywhere.
Driving a refrigerator.
If anyone wants to steal that box, it's parked right here in the parking lot. Please take it and light it on fire. But anyways, yeah. Well, thanks, Croptober. He's always looking out for first,
yeah,
you know?
Is, yeah.
I love the first thing he says.
Smart boys. What a beautiful rainy day today.
Everything's positive.
Everything's
a
positive.
A beautiful rainy day. Man.
I have noticed on my drive-in, there's way less pickup trucks bombing by me at 130. And I'm usually passing them now because they're trying to conserve fuel.
It's over $200 to fill That's a crazy. Tank. Yeah. Like, they have to.
Yeah, it's a little bonkers. But hopefully we will see an end to it. I know not this month, right? It's going to go up even higher, I think, this month.
And also in July and also in August and even into a little bit of September. They say up to $2.30.
Ooh-wee!
A liter. So plan those road trips.
I've changed my lifestyle for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
I have changed... Like, to reacting to gas prices.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, you would try to be. But, I mean, like, I've literally consciously said, we're not doing this. We're not doing this. Yep. We're not doing this.
I generally don't go out from my house after I get home in the day unless I really, really have to.
Yeah.
I always plan to pick up stuff on my way home so I don't have to go back out again.
It's great, right? We start going out again once COVID backs off. We can't because we can't afford to drive anywhere. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But at least it's a nice rainy day.
Yeah, it is. Hey, October, bring it home.
Smart boys. What a beautiful rainy day today.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Are we going to address this first?
Yeah.
Hey, just wondering when you lads are going to get your tattoos. Jamie seems to be the only one who shed blood in the fundraisers. Well, we had somebody lined up to do the tattoos for Chris and I, and then they backed out of it. They didn't want to do it. So we looked for someone else, and we haven't come across anyone yet that's willing to do it.
If you are a good tattoo artist or know a good tattoo artist who's willing to do the tattoos, we'll do them.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you have to be good. I'm not just going to let some
student
rookie stick-drawn... You know, orangutan just scribble all over my arm. You know what I mean? It's got to be a nice piece of work.
And if they do a good job, I'll probably get more tattoos from them.
For sure. What a great chance for massive amounts of promotion. But it's okay. Yeah.
We'll get them done eventually.
But we're trying to get them again. It was all lined up, and then the guy backed out. So, I mean, what do you want us to do? Wow, way to insult every tattoo artist in Ottawa. How are we insulting the tattoo artists? I'm just insulting none of them.
Not a single one.
No.
The guy backed out.
That's all.
He was a great artist.
For whatever reason, he couldn't do it.
He was an amazing artist, the guy that backed out. And there's lots of good ones. We're saying no one's stepping forward to do it, and we don't know anybody. So what do you want us to do?
Yeah.
We're working on it.
What job
Yeah.
That you don't know if it exists or not, would you be amazing at? Like if you were to make up a job? I don't know if there's an official title for this, but I've always loved naming things. So like the namer of like streets or like golf courses. Like, I mean, golf course is the easiest things to name ever.
You're saying like, you want a job just naming golf courses?
Yeah, like it's so easy. You think of it.
Well, naming anything's easy.
Willow's Heath. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you just pick a tree and
you can do anything.
And then, yeah,
my favorite golf course ever, Settler's Ghost.
Yeah,
you can do anything,
it's
right?
It's pretty sweet. It'd be a pretty good gig, yeah.
Like, yeah, like,
yeah.
Granite Perch.
You just gotta
name anything.
Yeah.
Something nature.
Yeah.
And some other kind of funny word.
Yeah. Funny word.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
This job already exists, but I think like a consultant would be great.
Yep.
Yeah.
The ones we've dealt with.
Yeah. Because you just ask the company, what is your goal? What do you wish to achieve?
Yeah.
And then you give them answers based on that. And they're like, yes, you're doing well.
Yep.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Good stuff. You're doing a great job.
Yeah. How is it that industry, like 99% of the world knows most consultants are just full of it. Full of it.
Yeah.
Have no original ideas, steal
some
ideas.
Good ones.
We had consultants that would steal ideas from our show and give them to other shows and claim they were their own.
Like, basically, we were the consultants of the other show.
Yeah. But how does the whole industry know that most of them, there are some good ones, like you said, but most of them are garbage, yet they just keep shoveling money at them. I don't understand how everyone knows that.
Well, because it's almost like a...
To pass the buck way?
100%. Yeah, we just listened to the consultant, so we'll not use that person anymore.
Have you ever stalled your car by driving through a huge puddle? No.
I have not.
But I saw a buddy of mine in high school. There was a massive puddle outside this strip plaza we used to go hang out at. So it'd all take turns ripping through it. And he drove a Beretta. And I saw him plane, like, literally, and smash into a giant curb. Like, one of those, like, 3 foot, like, it just...
He got yelled at when he got home.
Oh, his dad yelled at him right there in front of all of us when he came to get him. Yeah, Mike Murdoch, he got blasted hard that day.
Is there anything more embarrassing than being screamed at by your parents in front of your friends?
Oh, the worst one, man.
Or being screamed at by your friend's parents.
Well, yeah,
that's true, too.
I used to sneak out at night and borrow my mother's car to go to like a pool hall to play with my buddies and stuff. Borrow. They woke up one night, my parents, and realized I wasn't there, my mom and my stepdad. So they jumped in his car and they knew like the couple pool halls I would go hang out at. This is back when people hung out at pool halls.
Right.
And they walked in. They first said after they told me they were just going to take the car and not tell me. So I'd come out.
I think it was stolen.
Yeah, yeah. But my stepfather, who was a massive, burly, not gentle man, came walking into the pool hall. And he was so mad he grabbed a pool cue and was just screaming at me like how embarrassing it was in front of this entire pool hall of people. So I thought, oh, great. I'm going to get in a pool stick fight with my stepfather. It didn't go to that. But yeah, okay. I just remember like, I'm 18. How dare you speak to me this way, even though I stole your car?
Yeah.
So whatever.
Good times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Crazy kids, eh?
Oh yeah.
That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question.
That does it for us today. We are off to film a little bit of stuff for our next deed.
That's right. We can't tell you what it is yet.
This deeds is underway, if you didn't know, or we just basically do as much good as we can over the summer. And if you want to enter a deed for us, you can do so at shay106.com.
But man, am I thirsty.
Stop it. We're announcing it Tuesday. You can't hold it in until Tuesday.
I didn't say a word. I just said I was thirsty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's a good one that you will all enjoy. Most of you will enjoy.
Yeah.
We hope so. And you can all take part and help some folks, which is kind of, you know, what the whole
point
is.
Everybody wins.
Our podcast is on iTunes and Spotify every day. If you want to go listen to it, we'd appreciate it. That'd be great. Follow us on social, Facebook, Instagram. I'm probably the biggest TikTok star in the country. So, I mean, you can go find me.
You might be. Yeah.
I'm not. Not even close. But you can go, lots of entertainment for you out there. All right. Anything else?
No.
We're good?
All good.
All right. Enjoy the soggy day. We'll see you tomorrow. Biggs and Bar Show. Out.
From the Biggs and Bar Show.